Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a pleasant Friday afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fans of the Pro. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's the Brian Kelly Show, and then the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Wow, lots going on. The Pelicans play tonight, their home opener against the Spurs. I believe Major League Baseball has something going on. The World Series begins up in Canada, which we were really, as the bird flies, not very far from, not recently in Buffalo. Buffalo and Toronto, not that far apart. So the Dodgers in Toronto, prep football.
Well, we weren't far from the Dodgers either. Not a few weeks ago, yeah. But I mean, we have not been far.
Because we're going back. In fact, if the series will probably still be going on. Yeah. Because they got travel days and all that stuff. Unless somebody gets swept.
No. The series will definitely be still going on. No, it'll definitely still be going on.
Because it's back to SoFi.
Yes.
Good gosh.
They're going to ask us to start paying rent.
I can tell what I'll pay them. Zero. So lots going on. We got Mark Spears coming up at 4:30, the senior NBA writer for Anscape ESPN. We always love talking to Mark. We'll talk about the Pelicans, their home opener. We have J.C. Allen in the 5 o'clock hour, Tampa Bay reporter for Bucks Game Day, host of the Sick Podcast, Pirate Parlay, and we'll be talking about the Saints and the Buccaneers, and there's no way, I had no intention of beginning with this, but then I'm just like, what in the world is Baker Mayfield thinking?
Piece? Oh, the Baker piece?
Yeah. Now, you know, I mean, you got no, what are you doing? You know Todd Bowles, who don't say nothing about nothing. For the most part. He's the quietest cat I've seen. You know, even Todd Bowles went, dude, what are you doing? What would you do? What do you gain?
There's a saying that you let sleeping.
Yes.
You let, what? What's the
sleeping
saying?
Sleeping
dogs
sleep.
Let the sleeping dogs lie.
All right. Let just sleeping babies sleep.
Let them sleep.
Sleeping dogs lie.
So.
Hey, guess what, Banger? We don't like you either.
Say that again.
I do not like you. I didn't have a problem with you a while back.
I have really good friends that played with Tampa. I always enjoyed playing Tampa. I enjoyed visiting Tampa.
You did very well against Tampa.
I mean, I respected them as well.
Yes.
I didn't just come out and say, we don't like you. You know, it's just like.
And I know what play he's talking about. He's talking about the Week 18 play, which wasn't even, it was bull. And not to mention, he stood over top of a Saints player, didn't get called. Whew, good Lord.
I told you at the time when the play happened, the 1,000 yards, I told you at the time I would have tackled him. He would not have. So if you want to call me dirty, so be it. You are not getting this record.
God, I think he's talking about other stuff.
He's talking about other stuff. Yeah. But I'm just saying from the Saints perspective.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, it's like I know Mike is out now. And I respect Mike. Know him. Great, great player. Great young man. But when you walk on that field, all of that's out the window. you know, it's competing to the highest level. But you're not finna sit here and disrespect me because you want to get some.
What was it, 3 or 5?
Record?
Was it 5 million? What'd he get?
Well, no. It was eighth year of 1,000 yards.
Yeah, but there was money involved.
I'm not even worried about the money. Yeah. The money. Yeah, I don't want to mess with your pocketbook.
That's right. But players are perplexed. They don't mind the money, but you ain't doing it on us.
You're not finna do what you're doing.
Right.
Where you're up, you can literally take a knee, but you're gonna throw the ball just to get him the yardage that he needs. Oh no, you're not if I'm guarding you. Right. My coach would have had to take me out.
And it wasn't even close. It wasn't anybody within 3 yards.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was almost like we were cool with it, which you shouldn't have been cool with it because you knew what they were doing.
Not, I was going to say, not that one, they almost shouldn't have gotten the ball. It was a punt. They ended up getting it again. And it almost
– you're up.
And so you
don't even have to do this.
You know what
is
coming.
But you choose to do this? Oh, man, no. So, yes, I don't like you either, you know, just quite frankly about it. And guess what? I don't even play. I won't have zero effect on the game. But those are just my feelings.
I just, you know.
And if the Saints,
like, dude, you
and,
don't.
And the Saints can say what they want publicly, but I can guarantee you. In that locker room, it is being said. And if it ain't being said, then shame on you, Saints.
Good.
Shame on you if it's not being said. That's just the truth. But
I mean, Tampa beat the Saints. They knocked him out of the playoffs.
Baker's 3-1 against the Saints. Heck, so yeah. he's got every right to feel good. But at the same time, I'm not gonna give my opponent just added reason.
Right.
Added reason to say, hey, let me get right. Let me get right against you. That's what it is. Let me get right against you. That's all it is.
You say, you know, when you say that, after you've beaten the Saints, hypothetically, and you're in the post-game locker room, then you can say, you know what? I thought they played dirty last year. I don't like them.
And I don't like them.
Three-week?
He doubled down because he actually said it over the summer. He said it over the summer, and then he was asked again this week. He kind of doubled down on it. And so
at least he stuck to his gun.
Yeah, he didn't run from it. So I don't even know if I applaud you for it, but I mean it is what it is. But I mean there will be zero love lost.
I'm telling you, there are people that it's a thing now. You know, it's your first division game. You know, you're 1-6. You're fighting like hell just to climb and get a win.
You don't even like to practice right now. If you're in the Saints locker room, even practicing is a task. But you talk about a little juice now.
Yeah.
You talk about a little juice, man. And if I'm coach, if I'm coach
Bowles,
no, well Todd, I'm asking him please to hush.
Yes,
you know I'm trying to downplay it as much as possible.
His not the new OC, huh?
Well, the OC, I mean, all of them, they've got to ride with him because it's out there. You've got to have his back because it's out there. And so it was it's a situation where Joe Horn used to talk so much trash to the Atlanta Falcons, Brookings, and what's his name? He's a defensive end from Atlanta. And I'm like, Joe, you're not even going to touch those guys. Would you leave them alone?
They're hitting me.
They are hitting me. Brookings is the guy that is blitzing. I have to block him. Would you leave him alone? And let's just play. You don't even have to talk to him. But Joe is just yapping away. And so now you've got to – I got to have his back. I can't just let him go out there and just talk and, you know – talk by himself, and it just adds where the focus just it locks in so much more. And so, yes, it's fun, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be said.
Right.
And so, I mean, I am using it. I am talking about it. I am playing it. I got it on loop. It's on loop. And I want my players to kind of know what this is, what it is.
And it comes after a Monday night game where I talked to Coach Moore today, and I was like, a script is a script. But, man, Detroit did everything right. That's how you know, I mean, he threw off his back foot. He threw high. They couldn't run the ball. They punted. They turned it over. It was they were just out of sorts.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I thought Detroit made some very bad football decisions. And early in that game, when you're playing Tampa, you just get points. You keep getting points, and that when the fourth quarter comes, it don't matter. That fourth down going for it, I just thought was you go up 10-0. They've done nothing. The halftime score was 14-3. It should have been 28.
Well, that's what I was about to say. That's why the score was kind of closer than it should have been early in the game.
Yes.
But I know why you go for it as well. Yeah. You figure, hey, against this team, I need 7. How Baker Mayfield and that offense is playing, you feel like that you need 7. Particularly with, you know, Mike coming back and you've got some of the weapons that they have, you feel like I'm at home. I don't want to get too overconfident, but I need 7. Man, take the points.
Yeah.
Take the points.
10-0, 2 drives, boom. You know.
Take the points. Put the pressure on them.
I agree. But, you know, so they come off of a loss, did not play well, a short week. You know, their injuries are such – like, you know, poor Kendre Miller and Eric McCoy. I mean, they told you on Tuesday, these cats are out. They're not playing. I was like, good gosh. You know, I mean, and these, you know, Mike's had to go surgery, collarbone.
Yep.
But Hassan Reddick, they said he ain't playing, right? Chris Godwin, you knew was going to be out. Yep. He's been battled. And you knew Bucky Irving. I think
he's out. Those three, you were pretty confident. There's one more that's out. But those three were your starters.
Right.
Really,
Hassan Reddick is the fourth one.
Yeah, but I mean, really four. That's what I was about to say. And so now it changes their team, but at the same time, you've been without most of those guys at some point.
They're used to it
this season.
Yeah.
So you've had other guys to kind of step up and show up.
They have.
And that puts a lot more pressure on those other guys as well, because it's one thing if I'm spot playing a player that maybe isn't ready for a lot of snaps, and it's another one when a young player is playing and he's getting way too many snaps. Now you start to see the flaws kind of pop up. You know, if I have a young player and he's only getting 12 to 15 snaps, but now he's expected to have 30 snaps, man, I whether it's fatigue, whether it's can't handle double moves, whether it's I can find some flaws on that young player. There's a reason that he's not a starter yet. And so that's just the NFL.
But I will say, Emeka Egbuka.
Egbuka is a player. That
son of a gun.
He's a player.
Whew.
And I know that they weren't probably leaning on him this year to be the guy that takes over, but he's going to be a problem for them for the next 10 years.
Right. I mean, I don't know what you do Sunday. I'm trying to figure out, you know, you got –
well,
you don't – it's kind of a battle.
No. I'm treating him as a one.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm treating him as a one, so the safety is rolling over the top.
Okay.
My other guys have to win their one-on-one matchups. That's what he's getting. And if he's got Mike and he's got Godwin, he's normally going to not get that. He's going to get the number three guy. That won't be the case on Sunday because you don't have Mike or Godwin. So he's getting my number one corner, and I'm putting a safety over the top of him. Other guys beat me.
Don't give him time. Don't give Baker time. That's we'll take a break here in a second. I got way deep into Baker than I kind of anticipated, but he kind of pissed me off a little bit. It's like just kind of hacked me off. In my world, they're nearing Atlanta territory.
But but they're not though. They're normally not even a rival. We don't even look at them as a rival.
I know,
but it's Atlanta. But I mean, they're creeping on up the ladder.
First off, you keep winning the division.
Well, that part too. That part, you know. I don't want to say
stuff.
you didn't respect them before. You respected them, but at this point, it's like, all right, I'm gonna give you the attention that you're looking for. I mean, because one, you're winning, that you got to open your eyes to that. But two, you know, it's just like you want to be my rival. I'm gonna go ahead and give you that I'll call it pleasure.
Did you see the talking text line?
No, my computer's messed up.
It says, I would like to hear about bogeys and stogies.
Yeah.
Maybe towards the end of the – that might have to wait. That might have to wait.
Hey, There's no bad.
All right, we're going to talk Pelicans next. Mark Spears, it's the Spurs. Victor Wembanyama coming into town. Pels dropped their opener last night in Memphis. Tonight, it's the home opener. So much to talk about. Back after this, Fans in the Pro. Charlie Long's in the booth with us back this week. Missed him last week. Back after this on WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Fans in the Pro. Want to shout out quickly to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. With us now, big friend of the show, Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for Antscape and ESPN. Pelicans tonight. Pelicans dropped their opener. I'm sorry, it was Wednesday. For some reason, I thought it was last night. I don't know where my head is. I haven't been to bed in like 4 days. So they play tonight against the Spurs. And Mark, before we get going, this is important. I know this because I do not, I lost my parents in the last 5 years, but your mother is having a big day. Carolyn Spears is having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mama. 79th, celebrating it in the West Bank. I think she's going to some jazz concert tonight to, you know, get her party on. She still don't let grass grow under her feet, you know. She still gets out there. So it's like Boney James in town. But anyways, happy birthday to Carolyn Spears.
That's
love
awesome.
You, Mom.
Believe me, I love it. I appreciate it. And happy birthday to her and all the moms out there who do all the hard work. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, man, good to be there.
Mark, I want to tell Ms. Spears happy birthday as well, and thank you for just taking a little time to...
She just texted me, don't tell my age. I think it's too late, but yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I didn't do that.
We'll say seasoned. How about that? She's a seasoned young lady.
Seasoned vet.
Yeah, she's a seasoned young lady. But, Mark, I just want to get your impression so far, not only on the Pelicans, as they took on and, came up a little short against the against the Grizzlies, but, you know, just Victor and his season kind of introduction in, against Dallas, and just, man, you knew this young man was going to be tough as he got a little older and more experienced with the NBA, but goodness gracious, the show that he put on, and just his length. His length is just it's unbelievable.
Yeah, she just texted me and said, appreciate you saying season. There's that. I was in Dallas on Wednesday. I saw it close up. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell New Orleans, hide the women and children is a problem. He's angry. DeAndre Jordan, you should have waited till tomorrow to sign. He's going for your head tonight. He changed his game around. Perhaps spending time with Hakeem Olajuwon did it. But he's playing differently now. I've watched Victor in different phases. One, playing for Paris Metro 92 when he first came to USA and played the G League Ignite. You know, I've seen him in with France, and I've seen him with the Spurs. But this is the first chapter of him where he's playing aggressive, where he's playing angry, where he's taking the ball to the hole and not settling for mid-range and three-point shots. I think there was a stat that he shot, I think 70% of his shots from outside last season, and he flipped that in the preseason, and he flipped that against Dallas. It was the first time where I saw Anthony Davis, who y'all know certainly very well, looked neutralized and just basically hapless defensively. He was being aggressive, Wimby, dunking everything ferociously. He's 7'5". He is what I thought he could be once he, you know, put on some strength, and he's gotten stronger, but he's never going to be a big, big, giant guy. But I'm telling you, get your popcorn ready. I'm sorry, New Orleans. This dude might be an MVP in the making, and if you ain't got a ticket for this show between him and Zion, unless you're doing something important, like bringing my mama a present, you better go see this.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And, you know, you just talk about his ability to be able to get to the basket and dunking everything is 100% correct. And, you know, it's he will definitely be in the conversation if he continues to play like he has. And, you know, we know that he's dealt with health issues in the past, but, you know, hopefully he is over that, because he is a tremendous, tremendous asset, not only to the Spurs, but to the league in general. And so, you know, wish him well, but I'm hoping he doesn't play too well tonight, you know, against the Pelicans, who have their home opener, and they need to get going. I know they've only had one game, but, you know, you talk about a team that is fairly healthy for the first time, you know, to start the season, and you're not in a position in the West to start 3-11. You're just not in a position to be able to do that. And so how does this team try to avoid being in the hole as they start this new NBA season?
Well, I mean, look, playing in the Western Conference is tough every night, pretty much, you know. I mean, even Utah, which was supposed to be the worst team in the West, shocked everybody by beating the Clippers in their opener by about 30. So, you know, going on the road to Memphis is tough. I'm sure Ja was motivated, but coming and playing in New Orleans is tough, and I'm sure everybody's going to be out, be a great crowd tonight, and they certainly is an atmosphere. A lot of people that hate in New Orleans ain't been there, and to me, one of the more fascinating and fun places to watch a game is in the Smoothie King, because the crowd is just fun and party-like, and the music's amazing. And I, you know, I'm a little biased, right? But I expect it to be an energetic atmosphere. But to your point, we could talk about the talent and everything else, but Zion has to be level that Wimby's on. We've been waiting for it. We need to be talking about him. One of his, as an MVP candidate, one of his former teammates told me if he gave his effort truly as well as he can, he should be an MVP candidate in the league, the best player in the league. And so to me, okay, we saw what Wimby did. Now he's coming into your house. Win not only the game, but win the show. Because this is a showman, too. He's one of the top showmen in the league, and you've been seeing him as doing his 360s. He's got his weight down. I hope what we see tonight, the renewal of is perhaps a start of bird magic, right? Like something like that that the NBA certainly needs for the future, because both these guys are special.
What do you think about Zion's kind of new look? We've been through the preseason, early offseason new look before, but it feels like this is a little more solidified, a little quicker to the bucket, a little faster with the ball. Just if he can stay healthy, right? Now we saw in Memphis when things get tight,
the big question.
When we thought when things get tight, he's just going to drive to the hoop, and he's going to get banged every time, and they're either going to call it or not call it. And if they call it, you got to make both free throws. Didn't happen. So, I mean, you know, sometimes you just revert back to what you know. But, you know, what do you think he can do this year?
He could be, you know, I mean, MVP candidate. You have to have the wins to go with it. But he needs to be back in the All-Star game. He needs to be one of the top scorers. I'd like to see him become a better rebounder, a better shot blocker. He can't just be about scoring. He's underrated in terms of giving assists. He certainly gives some great passes and point forward. If he's healthy, the success with him comes. When he's healthy, he performs. When he's healthy, the Pelicans win. And so to me, the biggest challenge is himself, whether it's on and off the court. And I feel like some of the negative influences, and I'm not going to, you know, degrade anybody, that I'm hearing off the court, or he's kind of has pushed away. Joe is basically like making him be a professional, and they're not going to baby him no more. They've taken the training wheels off. They're telling him to show up and play, and you know Joe Dumars is pretty no nonsense. So it's a new day with Joe. Respectfully to the last regime, I expect Joe to basically push the best out of him, and if he doesn't want to bring it, then Joe will find another place for him to go. And I think Zion loves it there, wants to stay there, and obviously when you thinking about your next contract, you know, that's an incentive as well. So it behooves him, it behooves this Pelicans, it behooves New Orleans that he's finally in shape and plays to his level of ability, because it's a shame we've never seen this guy play in the postseason.
Mark, I got to ask you just about the young rookies so far. I know it's only a couple games, but, you know, VJ up in Philly. Man, all I can do is, you know, just shake my head and laugh. You talk about – I know he was, what, the third pick overall? He wasn't number one, but just – what kind of impact are they truly? What kind of impact are they truly expecting from him?
Well, it's complicated because what happens if Paul George comes back right, or if you know Embiid's kind of healthy? I mean, those are good problems for the Sixers. But you know, I first saw him 2 years ago in the Hoop Summit, and he was playing on an international team with AJ Devanta, playing against Cooper Flagg. And obviously Cooper Flagg was a star of the show, but that was the first time I saw VJ, and I was like, oh my God, like this kid from the Bahamas is hungry. He's certainly one of them guys you could say got it out the mud. He's not scared. I think what helped him, he played on the Bahamian national team for some, you know, Olympic qualifying that they came shy in. But he got to be around, you know, Eric Gordon and DeAndre Ayton, and you know, certainly grew a lot. And so I think he's a superstar in the making. And I'll say this: I'm a big Jeremiah Fears fan. I think he certainly is going to be a fan favorite. He's like the roadrunner, man. It's like Speedy Gonzalez. He's like, you know, he's fast. He's everywhere. And good luck trying to catch him. I'd never seen somebody blow by John Morant before. And he did it. And he certainly has the confidence to boot. I spent some time with him, you know, before the draft. And he basically lamented in the fact that he wasn't going to be a number one pick. He felt like he was the best player in the draft. And I think you got to remember, like, I think he just turned 18, if I'm not mistaken, or just turned 19. He's going to get stronger. I think he grew a little bit over the summer. He's got some bounce to him. He needs to improve his jumper. But he's another kid, like, I think he's going to be a future all-star in this league. He has a personality to boot. He already knows all the New Orleans dances and, you know, loves bounce music. So I think he's going to, you know, he looked like he's from New Orleans. I think he's going to fit in great. And I expect New Orleans fans to embrace Zero Fears, as he calls himself, wearing the number zero, and that to be a hot jersey in town.
I only have one more question for you. You know, I wanted to get your thoughts on Boston. We got San Antonio tonight, then Boston comes in on Monday night. What's your take on the Celtics this year?
In the back of my mind, I feel like sometime in March, Jason Tatum is going to be back. I just, you know, kind of sense that he did a great job by getting the surgery really quick and had a great surgeon. And so just keep that in the back of your mind. We'll go back to that later. But there's even without Jason Tatum, there's still no slouch, man. I mean, they got Jaylen Brown still. They got talented championship players. Derek White, you know, you got to show up against them. They're capable of winning without him, without Tatum. Now, do they win the games? No, I think they're probably like a 48-52 win games, but that's still pretty substantial. They got a very great coach. But this is, to me, when Jaylen Brown has to, like, take himself to the next level. He was great on Starting Five. If you guys haven't watched it, watch that on Netflix. But he's the one that has to, you know, keep him afloat until possibly Jason comes back. And I think he'll be one of the leading scorers in the league until that happens, and it may not happen at all.
Well, we are off and running, my friend. The season has begun. Looking forward to tonight. Of course, at the Blender, pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7, and congrats to your mom, Carolyn, and, you know, come down and see her and take her out to dinner soon, and we'll talk soon as well.
Yeah, man, I'm telling y'all, this show tonight, I'm going to have to watch it from here. I'm in the Bay. Zion versus Wemby, don't miss that.
We won't. I'm going to be over
there. Happy birthday,
Mom. There you go.
Appreciate it, Mark.
Mark Spear, senior NBA writer for Handscape and ESPN. Pels tonight in San Antonio. Got to take a break. Fans in a Pro. Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister until 6 o'clock. Back after this here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One thing I did not say tonight, 6:30. Pre-game, tip-off 7, all of it here, right here on the Big 870 WWL AM. LSU take it on Texas A&M. Tomorrow, Tiger Stadium. Start your day at 2 o'clock with Mike Dettelier and Herb Tyler on the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Come out and count down to the big game on Acme and 16 surround sound TVs, the best drink specials. It's the place to hang out. All thanks to the good folks at MAP Construction. 4:30. Catch the LSU official pregame show kickoff at 6:30. The voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair and Jacob Hester. Tigers and the Aggies. Huge one for LSU tomorrow on WWL, streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Going to take a break. Back after this on Fans in the Pro. Well, welcome back. Not a whole lot of time here. About a minute before we get to the news hour with Chris Miller. I see him standing there getting ready to go.
Mike, I know we didn't get a chance to talk about this early, but at some point, we got to talk about the NBA, the gambling hit.
I don't think it's over yet.
Not
even
close.
I think it's just beginning.
Not even close. But, I mean, you start looking at it, and it's just like you have to sit your border down and just say, whoa.
No, I think it's going to be a mess. And you know they didn't want to do it when they did it, but they did it the night after the guy coaches a game. You know, Eastern District, New York, feds, you start messing with the feds, different ball game. All right, we will. Lots coming your way, second hour. The news is next. Keep it right here on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.